Morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 1280 EKG on patient Gregory Fleming. On 2/20/24, Mr. Fleming performed a 1280 EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period, has a left bundle branch block pattern and left axis deviation. With the QS complexes in V5, V6, consistent with a lateral wall myocardial infarction of indeterminate age, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Franketta, FRANKETTA, pain, PAINE. This goes to Dr. Partis on 2/20/24. This is pain performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to inhalation of bronchodilators. Of course, forced vital capacity is normal. Without airway obstruction nor significant bronchial reactivity period compared to a prior study dated 10/24/23, there's been improvement in the post-bronchodilator study period of paragraph impression normal study showing improvement. Effort is questionable on the prior study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Gossett. So this goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn on 2/20/24. Mr. Gossett performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, with a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/5/23, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen Stephen Kunkel, Kunkel. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn on 2/20/24. Mr. Kunkel performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVC 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 9/26/23. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. One patient, Justin Rakowski, RACKOWSKI. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn on 2/20/24. Mr. Rakowski performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or significant bronchial reactivity. Period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Augusta. This goes to Jason Honecker, PA on 2/20/24. Mr. Augusta performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity period compared to a prior study dated 11/15/23. There's been improvement in the forced vital capacity period, paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.